by accident.
Okay.
The different aspects of her abilities, I guess you could say, were born from different types of situations. Her androgyny came from the fact that I have lived in many of the countries that she works in, at least at the beginning, and they're not very forward-thinking when it comes to women, and there's just no way that a woman could do what she does as a woman in those countries, and so she's the type of person that will do whatever it takes to get the job done, and that was the most reasonable, logical way to get that type of job done. As far as the multiple languages, I wanted her to speak multiple languages. I mean, granted, outside of the United States, just about every country, unless it's some little island nation with only one racial demographic on it, people speak more than one language. We're one of the few countries in the world that's primarily monolingual. So having her speak a few languages was just sort of duh. But I wanted her to be the type of person who could assimilate languages, and that's when I started researching polyglottism, and I wanted to make sure that it wasn't completely unrealistic what she could do, and so that's where that came from. I didn't want it to be like, you know, in a lot of books, people who speak multiple languages are like CIA trained, or, you know, they studied them or whatever, and that's not her background, so there had to be a logical explanation for it in a different way.